was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat.
CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrives in Washington today, pressing congressional leaders to approve more funding for its war against Russia. Republicans insist on tying funding to a new immigration policy at the southern border. The woman in Texas who sued to have an emergency abortion is getting the procedure done in another state. ABC's Rhiannon Alley with the latest developments.
The Texas Supreme Court last night ruled against Kate Cox after she sought an emergency medical exception to the state's abortion ban. The unanimous ruling came hours after lawyers for Cox said she had left the state to obtain the procedure due to the ongoing deterioration of her health.
Doctors had told Cox her fetus had virtually no chance of survival and that she risked future fertility if she carried a baby to term. Suicide bomber detonating his explosive-laden vehicle at a police station main gate in northwest Pakistan early today. 23 troops killed, 32 others wounded. The deadliest suicide attack since last January. This is ABC News. Carjacking's up in several cities across the country, but especially in Washington, D.C. Now, says ABC's Andy Field, 10 teenagers are facing charges.
Washington, D.C. prosecutors say the teens held victims at gunpoint, stole their cars, then sold them. Five of the 10 teens were younger than 18, but all will be charged as adults. Police say this was a planned conspiracy to terrorize and steal from Washington, D.C. drivers. Detectives think those thefts may have been modeled after the violent Grand Theft Auto video game.
It's the final day of talks at COP28 in Dubai, the biggest climate conference in the world, and so far no sign of any sort of agreement on fossil fuels. Worries about sluggish holiday toy sales has Hasbro making plans to cut 1,100 jobs, about 20% of its workforce. The job cuts will be finished within the next 18 to 24 months. Rival Mattel managing to buck the sales trend, thanks in a large part, of course, to the Barbie movie. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers and state university leaders will go back to negotiations over a deal on frozen pay raises and diversity offices. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the deal the Board of Regents rejected Saturday was his best and final offer. A member of the university's Board of Regents told the Journal Sentinel that System President Jay Rothman even floated resigning if the vote failed. The Regents rejected the deal Saturday on a 9-8 vote. Gas prices are falling in Wisconsin. AAA says the statewide average for regular was $2.85 a gallon on Saturday, down a penny from Friday. Prices are lower in Janesville and Beloit, where gas is $2.77 a gallon. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Thursday, December 14th at 6 p.m., it's Team Seal hosting Spooner for Hockey, announced by Scott Heckman. Then Friday, December 15th at 7, it's Shawamigan hosting Prentice for Boys Basketball, announced by Steve Jetlin. Again, that's Thursday, December 14th at 6 p.m., and Friday, December 15th at 7, for all the excitement of high school sports.
Packers lose in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Giants march down the field with just over a minute left to beat Green Bay 24-22. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
You get a Monday night game and a big stage, and ultimately you got to do it on game day.
Giants quarterback Tommy DeVito on keeping calm in just his fourth NFL start.
Of course, I think as a quarterback, you have to stay even keel through it all, you know, because when you're winning like we are now, everything is high, and when you lose, everything's low. So as a quarterback, you have to be able to stay even through it all. I take pride in that. Something that I've grown over, obviously, over time from when I was playing, from when I was five, throughout high school and college, just continuing to grow that part of my game.
NBA, the Bucks at home beat the Bulls in overtime, 133-129. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard with only 14 points, not one of his better nights.
You know when you get to that point where, like, shots you usually make aren't going in, you miss a one that you feel like is easy, you know, you miss a free throw and you're like, man, it's one of those nights.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloud cover to start with a chance for some flurries early on, then clearing skies into the afternoon with our temperatures fairly steady. A breezy west winds at 10 to 15. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows to 11 degrees. Wednesday, more in the way of sunshine with lower 30s for highs, and for Thursday, improving to a high of 41. Chance for some rain showers then developing on Friday with upper 30s for high temperatures. Saturday, at least some partial sun, high of 36, with upper 30s on Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 20 degrees.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Q Country.
Stronger, longer, I'm with you.
98 Q Country.
Jelly Roll, it's called Son of a Sinner. Thanks so much for getting up and kicking off your morning with me and George Burns. Check this out, it's called Mind on You.
I got on Christmas Eve.
98 Q Country.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. I'm not.
courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrives in Washington today, pressing congressional leaders to approve more funding for its war against Russia. Republicans insist on tying funding to a new immigration policy at the southern border. The woman in Texas who sued to have an emergency abortion is getting the procedure done in another state. ABC's Rhiannon Alley with the latest developments.
The Texas Supreme Court last night ruled against Kate Cox after she sought an emergency medical exception to the state's abortion ban. The unanimous ruling came hours after lawyers for Cox said she had left the state to obtain the procedure due to the ongoing deterioration of her health.
Doctors had told Cox her fetus had virtually no chance of survival and that she risked future fertility if she carried a baby to term. Suicide bomber detonating his explosive-laden vehicle at a police station main gate in northwest Pakistan early today. 23 troops killed, 32 others wounded, the deadliest suicide attack since last January. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Senate's top Republican says he's standing by the state elections commissioner who acted as a false elector after the 2020 presidential election. Bob Spindell and nine other false electors settled a civil lawsuit last week saying they acted to overturn the results of that election. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said Monday that he will not remove Spindell from the elections commission despite calls from Democrats for his removal. A new poll suggests more people in Wisconsin are buying guns for self-protection. The Journal Sentinel and Marquette University polled 354 Wisconsin gun owners recently. It's the most extensive survey of Wisconsin's gun owners' opinions so far. Roughly half of Wisconsin's homes have guns in them. The survey finds 3-8% of Wisconsin gun owners say they've pulled a trigger in self-defense. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Thursday, December 14th at 6 p.m., it's Team Seal hosting Spooner for hockey, announced by Scott Heckman. Then Friday, December 15th at 7, it's Shawamigan hosting Prentice for boys basketball, announced by Steve Jetlin. Again, that's Thursday, December 14th at 6 p.m., and Friday, December 15th at 7, for all the excitement of high school sports.
Lose in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers were the first to score late in the first quarter, but then let it slip away, losing 24-22 to the Giants. Quarterback Jordan Love lost a fumble and later threw an interception.
It was a bad read. Kind of got hung up too long, just held my eyes kind of to the left a little too long. Safety was able to play over the top, and just not a good read, not a good ball.
New York quarterback Tommy DeVito led the Giants on a fourth-quarter comeback. Head coach Brian Daboll.
Yeah, it's his job. Third game of over 100 quarterback rating. Made good decisions, took care of the ball, used them in a run game. Kid's done a good job.
NBA, the Bucks game went into overtime, but they beat the Bulls 133-129. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 32 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists.
He was moving the ball, sharing the ball, making the right play.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloud cover to start with a chance for some flurries early on, then clearing skies into the afternoon with our temperatures fairly steady. A breezy west winds at 10 to 15. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows to 11 degrees. Wednesday, more in the way of sunshine with lower 30s for highs, and for Thursday, improving to a high of 41. Chance for some rain showers then developing on Friday with upper 30s for high temperatures. Saturday, at least some partial sun, high of 36, with upper 30s on Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 20 degrees.
Why do you listen?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
It's been a wreck, me, week 60 plus from dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks, but it ain't no thing. Just another day till I'm on my way to them cool, cool sheets. And you and me working on the night shift, baby. Dying for your touch like crazy. Racking up the overtime hours. Loving how we're working on the night shift, baby. Gonna rock it right. No
talk. I know what you want and what you like. Cause I do too. Yeah, I love how you leave on the lights. Not a thing between you and me. And it feels so nice when you and I are working on the night shift, baby. Dying for your touch like crazy. Racking up the overtime hours. Loving how we're working on the night shift, baby.
Keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get
get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you. Ho, ho, ho!
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloud cover to start with a chance for some flurries early on, then clearing skies into the afternoon with our temperatures fairly steady. A breezy west winds at 10 to 15. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows to 11 degrees. Wednesday, more in the way of sunshine with lower 30s for highs, and for Thursday, improving to a high of 41. Chance for some rain showers then developing on Friday with upper 30s for high temperatures. Saturday, at least some partial sun, high of 36, with upper 30s on Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 19.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Bells will be ringing this sad New Year's. Oh, what a Christmas. Have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friend. Christmas greetings once again.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
It was always hotter than the Greeks. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982. Was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed in Mamaw's house. If every night Santa had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every third
porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world will straighten up and slow on down, if every town had a mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world will straighten up and slow on down, if every town had a mamaw's house.
Is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Our words of wisdom focus on the family this morning, brought to you by Park Pharmacy. Also brought to you by Aspirus Medford Hospital and Clinics.
Here's a question. What's the biggest crisis that's facing our culture? Many people say it's climate change. Others believe it's gun control, social justice, or the threat of another pandemic. But there's another crisis that's equally deserving of our attention, yet it's routinely overlooked. The family. More than any other factor, the health and well-being of society rises and falls according to the health and well-being of the family. That's a troubling reality, given that the fabric of the family has been unraveling for decades. Every indicator of family decline, from divorce to troubled children, has increased. Why? Because our culture has been slow to recognize that most of the issues that we believe need correction are themselves symptoms of a greater problem, the breakdown of the family. The solution to this dilemma is awareness. We must first recognize the rich benefits of family that ripple through every facet of human life. And secondly, we must connect the dots between society's well-being and the well-being of marriages and families. When we fail to do so, we become like the Roman Emperor Nero, who notoriously played his fiddle while Rome burned. We can and must do better. Society is complex and lots of things influence its stability. But make no mistake, family is the cornerstone that holds it all together. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloud cover to start with a chance for some flurries early on, then clearing skies into the afternoon with our temperatures fairly steady. We'll have breezy west winds at 10 to 15. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows to 11 degrees. Wednesday, more in the way of sunshine with lower 30s for highs. And for Thursday, improving to a high of 41. Chance for some rain showers then developing on Friday with upper 30s for high temperatures. Saturday, at least some partial sun, high of 36, with upper 30s on Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 19.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
Your kiss turned me to stone. I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look, turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason some things that leave a man no choice.